This is how Kyle Keeley got grounded for a week. First, he took a shortcut through his mother's favorite rosebush. Yes, the thorns hurt, but having crashed through the brambles and trampled a few petunias, he had a 5-second jump on his oldest brother, Mike. Both Kyle and his big brother knew exactly where to find what they needed to win the game, inside the house. Kyle had already found the pine cone to complete his outdoors round, and he was pretty sure Mike had snagged his yellow flower. Hey, it was June. Dandelions were everywhere.
"Give it up, Kyle," shouted Mike as the brothers dashed up the driveway. "You don't stand a chance."
Mike zoomed past Kyle and headed for the front door, wiping out Kyle's temporary lead. Of course he did. 17-year-old Mike Keeley was a total jock, a high school superstar. Football, basketball, baseball. If it had a ball, Mike Keeley was good at it. Kyle, who was 12, wasn't the star of anything. Kyle's other brother, Curtis, who was 15, was still trapped over in the neighbor's yard, dealing with their dog. Curtis was the smartest Keeley, but for his outdoors round, he had pulled the always unfortunate your neighbor's dog's toy card. Any dog card was basically the same as a lose a turn. As for why the three Keeley brothers were running around their neighborhood on a Sunday afternoon like crazed lunatics, grabbing all sorts of wacky stuff, well, it was their mother's fault. She was the one who had suggested, "If you boys are bored, play a board game." So Kyle had gone down into the basement and dug up one of his all-time favorites, Mr. Limoncello's indoor-outdoor scavenger hunt. It had been a huge hit for Mr. Limoncello, the master game maker. Kyle and his brothers had played it so much when they were younger, Mrs. Keeley wrote to Mr. Limoncello's company for a refresher pack of clue cards. The new cards listed all sorts of different bizarro stuff he needed to find, like an adult's droopy underpants, one dirty dish, and a rotten banana peel. At the end of the game, the losers had to put everything back exactly where the items had been found. It was an official rule, printed inside the top of the box and made winning the game that much more important. While Curtis was stranded next door, trying to talk the neighbor's Doberman, Twinkie, out of his favorite tug toy, Kyle and Mike were both searching for the same two items, because for the final round, all the players were given the same riddle card. That day's riddle, even though it was a card Kyle had never seen before, had been extra easy. Find two coins from 1982 that add up to 30 cents, and one of them cannot be a nickel. Duh. The answer was a quarter and a nickel, because the riddle said only one of them couldn't be a nickel. So to win, Kyle had to find a 1982 quarter and a 1982 nickel. Also easy. Their dad kept an apple cider jug filled with loose change down in his basement workshop. That's why Kyle and Mike were racing to get there first. Mike bolted through the front door. Kyle grinned. He loved playing games against his big brothers. As the youngest, it was just about the only chance he ever got to beat them fair and square. Board games leveled the playing field. You needed a good roll of the dice, a lucky draw of the cards, and some smarts. But if things went your way and you gave it your all, anyone could win.